Shalom. This is Billy Brim and
Shelley and
Brother Gene Wiseman, who's here from Cleveland, Tennessee. And we've been talking about one of the six words translated power in the New Testament. And here's the definition. Shelley, just read that first part there.
Of dunamis. Inherent power. The power of reproducing itself, from which we have the, in English, dynamics, dynamo, etc. And then you have written, see Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Now that's in the singular.
Mm-hmm.
And in the plural, it's translated power throughout the New Testament. And it's in the plural, it's sometimes translated mighty works.
Mm.
In other words, mighty works are the manifestation of the dunamis power. And the dunamis power is different from all the other words that can be translated. For instance, exousia, authority. We know about that from authority of the believer, and that's a very important word. But this is different. This is that kind of a power that is explosive, and it has the power to reproduce itself and to set off other explosions. And so Jesus, it says, see Acts 1:8. Well, Acts 1:8 is on the day of Ascension, and Jesus is on the Mount of Olives, and he tells them, do not leave town. Go to, until you are baptized with the Holy Ghost. And so they went to the upper room, and he said there, he said, now, this he said before they went, in verse 8, 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and in all the uttermost part of the earth. This dunamis power he gives as a primary prerequisite to, and he gives the witness of the resurrection as something that must follow this dunamis power.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This dunamis power is so that you can become a witness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, brother, you were talking about some light on witness. What is a witness?
A witness is one that can furnish proof. If a witness walks into court, he has to furnish the proof.
Hello.
So when we get the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit came upon the church here in the book of Acts, they had the power to furnish the proof.
The proof.
Proof and evidence runs close together. Evidence is one of the definitions for evidence is an outward sign. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils. If Sister Billy, witnessing is more than just words.
Yes.
More than words. He said, you're going to have the power.
Yes.
The power to become this power, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And you know, it's something where he said in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and under the uttermost parts of the earth. And I know the past couple of days you've touched on the miracle, the notable miracle that took place in the book of Acts. And following, I guess you could call it, some persecution that came against them as they moved in the name of the Lord and that miracle was performed. Ephesians 5 and verse 28, they're saying, did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with this doctrine. They got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And they
yes.
begin to fill Jerusalem Glory. With the same teaching of this power of the Holy Ghost. His resurrection, when he came forth, who was he? Who was that came forth? The Son of the living God.
Yes.
The Redeemer. My Redeemer lives. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, we can witness through power that our Redeemer lives. We just don't tell people he lives, but we've got the evidence. We can furnish the proof that he lives within us.
And that is what our witness is. That's the witness he was talking about.
That's so good.
And the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they were able to give the evidence that he was alive.
Hallelujah.
And we see, reading in Acts chapter 4, with great power, dunamis.
Great.
Now it's the dunamis.
Great.
Doesn't mention a word in, right there about words.
Mm-mm.
Words are important.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, they may not listen to your words unless you can show them some dunamis.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, I came to you, not just with words, but I came to you with dunamis.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
So they have got the right for us to go with them with dunamis. And with great dunamis, Acts chapter 4, 33, gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It is witness of the resurrection. T.L. Osborne and Daisy are well-known, marvelous ministers. Daisy lives in heaven now. T.L.'s still going. And they had a great, wonderful ministry in Africa. And there they went over, and Africa, much of Africa is Muslim. And when they went over there with their first days of ministry, and in their first days of ministry, they came home from their first trip with their tail between their legs. They were failures. They had not had one convert. They hadn't had one thing happen. And as T.L. tells it, you know, he sought the Lord. And here's what the people said to him. Here's what the Muslims said to him. Why should we believe you? He said, well, Jesus. They said, we got a man, Muhammad. And they said, well, and T.L. said, well, we got a book. They said, we got a book. We've got the Quran. So what's the difference? So he came home, and the Lord showed him the witness that you have to give them is of the power of the resurrection through signs and wonders.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back then and believed God for. You can pray for it. Power. He said, I want you to understand the exceeding greatness of his dunamis toward us who believe.
Mm-hmm.
According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. We can pray about this resurrection power. We are to have it when the Holy Ghost has come upon us, and Jesus doesn't even want us out there ministering without it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're praying according to the will of God, and it is the power of the resurrection. Now, my husband went home to be with the Lord early. He was only 49 years old. 4 years before, he had a massive heart attack. He had a supernatural healing from that heart attack. He had that heart attack out on a job site. The Lord had told him not to go back to work, but to go in the ministry. He had a marvelous healing anointing. He had such a healing anointing that one time there was a little boy that came by our church, and he had been born with heart trouble and had been weak all of his life. They sent him to City of Faith, was then open. They couldn't do anything for him. They brought him to our church. And my husband laid hands on him, and he was instantly, miraculously healed. He later, in later life, ran track for, I think it was University of Michigan or Minnesota, one of them. But my husband, Brother Hagin prophesied to him 2 times about this. He was very reluctant to enter the ministry and to travel. He loved God, and he'd stay home, and if you'd come by to his house or come by church, he'd be sure to pray for you. But he'd go out with me once or twice, and then he decided that can't be. And they called him, would he please come back to work? Just needed him for special assignment. And he went out to work. And he said, I knew I shouldn't have done it. But he went out, and it was on a power plant about 12 miles from our house. That was in March. He came walking by I was getting ready to go to a meeting. I looked out the window and saw him walk up. This was March 1982. And I knew something was wrong. I said, are you sick? He didn't say a word. Is it your heart? He made me to know that it was. I got him in the car. We drove to Tulsa, about 20 miles to the hospital. We stopped on the way, and Dr. Honeyegger gave him a shot. But when we got there, they said, you've gotten here too late. And they later told me that too much of his heart had died. But what had happened out on the job site when he had the heart attack, which was massive, he stepped over a fence and he was ready to die. Oh, he went to his pickup. My husband was Native American. And they like to, you know, he was making his going home speech to the Lord. And he said, you know, he prayed for me, he prayed for the kids. And the Lord said, put your key in that ignition. He wouldn't do it. He said, I'm not going to kill people on the way. I'm not going to kill people on my way out of here. And the Lord said, put your key in that ignition and drive home. He then showed him, this is the part I wanted to get to. He showed him a vision. And in the vision, he saw Jesus in the tomb. He said his body was the most dead of anybody you've ever seen. It was dead from all sickness, all disease. It was dead from all sin. And he said, I saw Romans 8:14, like a ticker.
8:11,
come out like a ticker tape and enter in his foot and go in his body and raise him. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and he will quicken your mortal body. And then he heard our little church singing, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall quicken your mortal body. And the Lord said to him, the church does not understand resurrection power. He saw that body raise up, and he said, that same spirit lives in you, and he'll raise you up. Now drive home. He drove home. I got him to the hospital. In the hospital, they said, you got him here too late. And in the hospital, they only would let me in a little short time, maybe every hour or so. Every time I walked in his room, he said this, the church does not understand resurrection power. The church does not understand resurrection power. He was in too bad of a shape for them to do any kind of surgery. He got raised up. One doctor said, you can say that he's Lazarus, raised from the dead. He went four more years. God gave him four more years, and still he wouldn't go. That's another long story. But the point I want to say right now is resurrection power. Now, this power is, this dunamis that comes on us is to witness the power of his resurrection. Dunamis and resurrection, Romans 1:4. He's declared to be the Son of God with dunamis, according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. That's how he's declared to be the Son of God. Amen. The dunamis raising from the dead. Yes. And we are to be witnesses of that dunamis. Hallelujah. We can't do it with just little dry sermons.
Not at all.
1 Corinthians 6:14, God hath both raised up the Lord and will raise us up by his own power. Mm-hmm. And that word is dunamis. Oh, I love this one. Philippians 3:10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
Hallelujah.
That is dunamis.
Close.
Hallelujah. God. Glory be to God. And Paul was writing this. I mean, he was mature in the ministry. This is probably the last book he wrote. And he said, that I might know him and the dunamis of his resurrection.
Grace.
The church has to understand. Mm-hmm. They have to operate in. Mm-hmm. They have to manifest. And the world's got the right to see.
That's
right. Yes. The dunamis power of God that will wake them up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We'll be glad to send you the John G. Lake book this week for $10. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. And this is Billy Brim. And we've been so happy to have you, Brother Wiseman. Thank you for being here.
Oh,
Shabbat shalom.
Blessing.